What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, Kaya! Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. He is excellent. He is powerful. He is great. There is no God but him. There is no God beside him. Matter of fact, he said, beside me, there is no Savior. That's what he said in the book of Isaiah. We serve the true and the living God who is faithful to his promises. And that's why we're coming here every day, twice a day, giving ourselves the prayer. We're not praying because we have nothing else to do. We're praying because we know that the person or the object of our prayer, of the individual to whom we're praying to, is alive and he can hear. The Bible declares that his ears are not too heavy that he cannot hear, neither is his arm too short that he cannot save. That is true. And because we believe that he is a man of his word and does what he says, why do we believe that? Because he told us in Numbers 23:19 that he's not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said it, shall he not do it? Hath he spoken, shall he not make it good? He told us in Titus 1:2, in hope of eternal life, in which God, who cannot lie, God doesn't change. It's Malachi 3:6, I'm the Lord and I change not. Hebrews 13, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is faithful, my God. And Psalm 119:89 declares that thy word is forever settled in the heavens. Now give me a minute and let me speak to you and share a major revelation with you that I think if you understand this, this will really, 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 really help you. Always remember that God's hand is his word. God's hand is his word. God's hand is his word. Now, you know, we deal with hands, and whenever we think of hands, we think of our hands because we only have that as a point of reference. I was having a conversation with one of the brothers in the church yesterday, and I said, hey, you know, when you're flying in the air and you're flying over the United States, if you look, you look like you're flying very slow. I mean, it looked like you're just going very slow in them clouds. You're actually going about 500 miles per hour, but in the sky, it seems like you're going slow. But as soon as that plane lands, you really see how fast you were going. But the only reason you're able to judge how fast you were going is because you have a point of reference on the ground. You don't have a point of reference in the sky. So it's not till you get to the ground that you're able to recognize how really fast you're going. Because of the point of reference of your vehicle in a car, you're able to understand it. Well, that's what anthropomorphism is. But that is when we use human characteristics to describe a deity, which is God. So when we think of the eyes of the Lord are in every place, that's because we need a way to understand that he can see everything. He's omnipresent, you understand. That's the only way we can understand it, with eyes. Well, we don't understand no other way of touching but by the hand. So we say, Lord, touch now with your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Why? Because that's the only way we can relate to him, is through human terms. I hope you're understanding that. Well, what does that have to do with what I'm saying? Well, the Bible says, when you look at the world and consider all the works that thy hands have made. But did God make the world with his hands? No, he did not make the worlds with his hands. He made the world with his mouth. Hebrews 11:3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So God's hand is his mouth. You understand that? Well, Psalm 119:89 says, thy word is forever settled in the heavens. I hope y'all hear me because I'm spitting out some good revelation to you. He said, thy word is forever settled in the heavens. Where is it settled? In the heavens. That's the issue. That's why we pray. We pray because it is settled in the heavens, but it is not settled on earth. And that's why we intercede and pray, because we need to bring it from what's settled in the heavens and cause it to be settled on the earth. Thy will be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. So when you are praying, that's why you're praying. And when you intercede, you are trying to declare that whatever is settled in the heavens is coming down on the earth. Well, how do we do that? You know that scripture in Psalm that says he teaches us to war with our hands? There we go again. Most people, you go to warring in the spirit with your natural hands. That sounds good, but it's not good Hebrew. That word Hebrew, hands, there is yad. And guess what it is? Tongue. We war with our tongue. Good God from on high. So it is actually through our tongue that God is able to do what he needs to do in the earth. See, God is a word. St. John 1:1, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Well, the word is now nigh thee. What word? God. That's why he said death and life is in the power of your tongue. Because God has delegated everything in the earth realm to us. Good God, brother God, you're preaching good today. I need you to understand that. Because once you understand that, you're going to be careful with your words. And when we're praying and interceding, you're not just going to sit there being cute and shy, blah, shah, 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 shah. You're going to pray with fire and pray with vigor and pray with tenacity, because you understand that it is the effectual fervent, James 5, prayers of the righteous man that avail it much. So that's why we're coming and we're praying. We're saying what God said. We're decreeing the word of the Lord. Why are we doing that? Because we know that you shall have whatever you say. What did I say? You shall have whatever you say. So we're praying and we're interceding and we're calling on the name of the Lord and we're declaring these prayer points and we're not letting heaven go until it manifests. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 7, for your shame you shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be there. We are declaring today that whatever was denied in our life, we're going to receive it double. I say whatever in your life has been denied, we are declaring that you shall receive it double. Whatever you missed the first 9 months, that over the next 3 months, you're going to receive it double. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, everything in my life that was denied, according to Isaiah chapter 61, I declare double, double, double. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, we know that according to your word, you're not a man that you shall lie. And we understand that your word is powerful. We understand that your word has authority. It is the interest of your word that giveth light, and our confidence is in the word of the scripture. You said in Matthew 4:4 that man shall not live by bread alone. Yes, it is written, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Father, in Jesus' name, there are those on this call who have been denied their inheritance, that have been denied homes, that have been denied cars, that have been denied favor and salvation. There are those on this call who have been denied of things that are rightfully theirs. But Father, according to 1 Corinthians 6, we are yours. We have been bought with a price. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and by divine authority. I command double. I superimpose the double of God. I declare in the name of Jesus that double will be my portion. Wherever the sole of my feet shall tread, you will grant unto me double. Father, according to your word, you said in their land they shall possess the double. In the name of Jesus, I declare double increase. I declare double inheritance. I declare double property. I declare double favor. I declare double anointing. Father, in the name of Jesus, anything that was denied, anything that was stolen, anything that was taken, anything that was robbed by spiritual hijackers and demonic armed robbers, by divine authority, I arrest. Lift your voice and pray. I arrest every demonic robber. I arrest. I release an injunction and I declare an arrest by the power of the blood, by reason of the anointing. I declare that whatever they have stolen, they must restore sevenfold, and it shall come back double. I declare double. I declare double. Double for my son. Double for my daughter. Double for my husband. Double for my wife. Double for my mother. double for my father. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are a man that does not lie. So in the name of Jesus, I declare double. 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 Whatever was robbed from me, I declare that double is my portion. I thank you for double knowledge, double wisdom. I thank you for double influence. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak personally by things that have been robbed from me, things that were denied from me, yea, even through ignorance, yea, even through disobedience, yea, even through things that I missed as scandal. Father, you are the God of a second chance. And by the blood of the covenant, by the word, I declare that double will be my portion. I will have double influence. I will have double increase. I will have double favor. Everything in the name of Jesus that was robbed of KCC, that was robbed of KCC Charlotte, KCC Jacksonville, KCC Houston, in the name of Jesus, I declare double. Father, there are those on this call that things have been robbed from them. But Father, in the name of Jesus, I connect my faith with theirs, and I command double favor, double increase, double portion, double, 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 double. Lift your voice and pray. La tilabaya, rabalabankataya, lutulimikikeya, rabalabanzaya, zanunimi ikeletandala ushna, brakalaba, ropolo palataya, lebandele kita, lutulimikrisibi undalahaya, la dalahasise, sedelebele bandalabakataya, rendelebelebelebelebashataya. Mukununi mikikeleli andalobo roboso tulema lemandele bekataya lebasha lebalabahasha shemende robosutuna likelebanda robosotula lakalama lekelebe hey ele alaboho obibibibi asha obibibibi asha shatalamandala hobia robosolumande mikendele kataya lakaladanzia robosolubande le Baladia, le, Baladia, le, Baladia Labasha, Makashuya, 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 Mukushine, Rebese Telebe Ukundalabahaya, Rabasikele Bandalahaya, Hata, Kantana Namasha, hey, Baladia, hey, Alabahosa, in the name of Jesus. John chapter 16, verse 13. How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. We are declaring that we will have advanced knowledge. We are declaring that we will have insight and revelation. Nothing will catch us by surprise. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. By divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb. Today, as we lift our voice and pray, I thank you for advanced knowledge. Advanced knowledge. Now, now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, your word declares in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that we have the mind of Christ. That's 1 Corinthians 2:16. You said in 1 John 2:20 that we have an unction from the Holy One and we know all things. According to 1 John 16, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost will lead and guide us into all truth. Father, today as I lift my voice and pray, I thank you for advanced knowledge. I thank you for supernatural intelligence. I thank you for supernatural intel, divine intel of what is to come. I thank you for divine intelligence of what is to come in my life. May nothing catch me by surprise in the life of my family, in the life of my ministry, in the life of my business. Father, I thank you that you are showing it to me before it gets here. God, give us insight. Show me what is to come. show me what the enemy is doing behind the scenes. I thank you for divine intel. I thank you for supernatural knowledge. Supernatural indele adola adalabasa isalebe ikumunda rupusa kupate lekedele asha. Father, in the name of Jesus, my God, you call me to pastor. You call me to lead your people. And I ask today that I never lead your people ignorantly, that I never be a blind guide. For you said that if the blind lead the blind, they will all fall in the ditch. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Show me what is to come. Show me what is brewing in the church. Show me what is brewing in Charlotte. Show me what is brewing in Houston. Show me what is brewing in Jacksonville. Open my eyes. Never let me be ignorant. You promised, and you're not a man that you shall lie. You promised it, and you said you'd do what you said. I give you the glory. Open my eyes. Show me when death is in the house. Show me when a witch comes in the room. Show me when a thief is among us. Show me when there's a demonic assassin that's been assigned to the house to scatter the house, to destroy the house. Father, in the name of Jesus, show it to me. Show me the affairs of those connected to my life and those connected to the mantle that rests upon my life. Show it to me. Show it to me. Show it to me. Show it to me. You said in your word that you desire us to know, that you will not let us be ignorant. That's the way that Satan would get an advantage of us. But Father, by the blood of the Lamb, by reason of the blood, by reason of the Holy Ghost and the cross of Calvary, I ask you today to grant unto me divine intelligence. I prohibit every demonic surprise, every attack. It will never catch me off guard. It will never catch me off guard in the life of my family, in the life of my niece, in the life of my son, in the life of my daughter, in the life of my wife, in the life of my husband, in the life of my ministry. Show it to me. Open my eyes. Give me eyes to see. Make me of quick understanding, according to Isaiah, that I will not judge after the sight of the eye, neither reprove after the hearing of the ear. Grant unto me divine knowledge and supernatural intelligence. Holy Ghost, possess my mind. Possess my mind. See through my eyes, speak through my mouth. I bind my ears to your mouth that I may only hear what you are saying to the church. Give me intel. Show me what is to come in this nation. Show me as your prophet, as your servant, as your seer. Show me what is coming to America. Show me what is coming to the nations of the earth. Speak to me about the continent. About North America, about South America, Antarctica, Australia, Europe, Baladobosha, Asia. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Take me behind the scene. Take me where no man has ever been before. Take me what no man has ever seen before. Show it to me. Show it to me. Show it to me. Father, you promised that the Holy Ghost would lead me. Make me prophetically sensitive. Make me sensitive to your leading, sensitive to your nudging, sensitive to your direction, sensitive to your instruction. Holy Ghost, show it to me in my sleep. Show it to me while I'm awake. Show it to me through conversation. Show it to me on paper. Show it to me in a vision. Show it to me by revelation. Whisper it in my ear. However, you have to reveal, 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 reveal the plots of the enemy. Reveal the snares of the enemy. Reveal the plans of the wicked. Reveal what they are trying to do, even in our cities and in our states. Speak to me and give me the word of the Lord for the governors of this earth, for the mayors in the land. Halabosha, speak to me about what's going on in the White House. Speak to me about what's going on in the governor's mansion. Speak to me about what's going on in Congress and in the Senate. Lemenemansha, Father, there are mothers on here who need insight concerning their son, who need insight concerning their daughter. They don't know how to minister to them. They don't know how to preach to them. They don't know what to say to them. But you can give them a word of divine intelligence that will bring surrender and deliverance. Open our eyes. Open our ears. Give us ears to hear. In the name of Jesus. Hey, 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 Shatabaso, Ulelebendelebekataya. Brother Vincent is on the line. Prophet Vincent is on the line. I'm going to have Sister Joy to go on and unmute you. Take a prayer point. And go as the Spirit of God leads you.
Hallelujah.
Off of here by 6:30, 6:35. But go ahead and take a prayer point and just go for
praise
it. Glory
God.
To God.
God. Praise God. God bless you, Major Prophet. It is such an honor to lead prayer. Let us lift up our voice wherever you are. Before we proceed in praying for things for ourselves, it is important that we lift up prayer for the set man. It is important that we lift up prayer for Major Prophet. God has called him not just to a nation, but unto nations. And every territory is governed often by demonic principalities as well in their realm. And if you are called to one city, you only fight the battles that the principalities of that city present to you. But in the case of such a man who has been called to many different cities, states, nations, it is obvious that the enemy will rise up against him in many different ways. But I read my word that says, surely they shall gather together, but not by me, saith the Lord. My God, we are lifting up our voice in prayer right now. For the man of God, we are praying that any attack of the enemy, any attack of the wicked powers of the earth realm against his life, we are saying, oh Lord, by prayer, in the name of Jesus, let it be aborted. Madun dinimi Isaiah, we are saying in the name of Jesus, any attack of the enemy against Prophet Brancan, any attack of the enemy against his household, against his family, both nuclear and extended, we are saying, let the finger of God bring an end to these attacks. In the name of Jesus, we are lifting up our voice in prayer. Wherever you are, just lift your voice, begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Randali Bazuni Ataya, your word makes me understand that 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right side. The Bible said, it shall not come near thee, only with thy eyes shall you behold the reward of the wicked. We lift up prayer this hour, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray any arrow that has been sent his way, let it fall. May his eyes not even see it. Those who conspire against him, let their conspiracy be turned into foolishness. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, any spiritual battle that is ongoing right now against his life, against his church, oh Lord, against the ministry, by prayer and by your mercy and by the blood of the Lamb, let it come to an end. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, we lift up prayer right now, oh God, concerning the church, and we decree and declare by prayer in the name of Jesus, any evil declaration that has been made against the church, any demonic attack that has been sent against the church, against the children of the church, against the young men and the women, by prayer this hour, in the name of Jesus, that in fact, let it backfire by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Whatever concerns the set man of the house, everything that concerns Major Prophet Brancan, we lift up prayer right now, oh God, and we declare and we decree in the name of Jesus that your will, oh God, overrides the attack of the enemy. Your will overrides the powers of darkness that has been released against his life. Your will overrides. Let the will of heaven override every attack. Let the will of heaven override in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray this hour that you will hear our cry in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And now we pray that you will lift him up. And now we pray that you will exalt him in the name of Jesus. I pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, not for restoration, but in the name of Jesus. Madelebosa, let Brakatunda, Malundini mi anta, Leikatunta, Apeitunia, wherever you are, lift your voice, begin to pray for restitution for the set man of the house. Pray for restitution in the name of Jesus. Le papania, la kuntania. Lebra katunie azemandi apa zemanduni apaya lekunta talahazua. In the name of Jesus, by the law of unity, we lift up prayer right now, O God. By the law of agreement, we lift up prayer right now, O God, and we petition the heavens to restore. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, Father, the enemy wants to see him down, but we pray that you bring him up in the name of Jesus. Whatever it takes, Lord, let it be and let it come to pass that you shall exalt him for your glory in the name of Jesus. Exalt him for your glory. Place your word in his mouth anew in the name of Jesus. Place your word in his mouth afresh. Give him a new word for the earth in the name of Jesus. Give him a new revelation for the earth. If there is anything new that you want to do in this realm, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will use him, use him, use him, use your son. Lord, use him for your glory in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Lord, he has dedicated 30 days of his life to pray for your people, and now we stand to pray for him. We ask in the name of Jesus that you will place a new word in his mouth. In the name of Jesus, place new fire in his mouth. In the name of Jesus, lift him up, O God, and glorify yourself in him. Glorify yourself in his works. In the name of Jesus, for Father, your word says in the book of John that let your light shine forth before men, that when they see your works, they'll give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Jesus, that glory expressed in his works. In the name of Jesus, let to search for him. In the name of Jesus, let the president and the prime minister begin to search for him, because they've seen his works. In the name of Jesus, because they've seen your work in him and his work express your glory. Lord, you do it and take the glory. Lord, you do it and take the praise. Spirit of the Living God, we call on you this hour. Shabalonia, Remamamaya, Lemanduniampa, Zemuntania, Zaleia, oh, Shana Babahaya, Shanda Babahaya, Ikoramanda Bahaya, Ikoramanda Bahaya, Ikoramanda Bahaya, Zemantunia Paya, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you do it and take the glory. Lord, you do it and take the praise in the name of Jesus. Now we are lifting up our voice in prayer for the next 30 seconds. We are praying for healing. Those in need of healing. The set man has prayed and prayed and prayed. It's almost 30 days. We are saying, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus visit the sick. Ah, in my family, in my house. You are saying, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, let the blood and the healing virtues of the blood of Jesus visit my family, visit my household. Say right now, oh Lord, by your mercy, let the blood of Jesus heal right now. Say in the name of Jesus, I come against any spirit of infirmity that is in operation in my family, in my house, in the church. Say by prayer, in the name of Jesus, I liberate myself from the works of the enemy. I liberate myself from any activity of the spirit of infirmity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to God, glory to God again. The God we serve is faithful, and he is worthy to be praised. It is the borrower who is slave to the lender. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, any debt in my life, be removed. Be removed. Be removed. Speak to that dead right now. Come on. We got testimonies already. We're on our third week. Hallelujah. Of people getting debts canceled. 30,000, 40,000, 2,000. One, the all debts all over. Somebody prayed for a job, $90,000. Got it. Elibasha, I speak to every debt in your life, and I command debts to be canceled. I thank God for an in Ele Alalaba Oshakana. Somebody told me about a law that is getting ready to be passed on November the 29th, that if your first debtor, you know what debtors do, is they keep selling your debt to another company, and that if your first debtor is not able to find the original paperwork that they have to cancel that debt, may your paperwork be displaced. Mele baladu balaha dialahasa. May your paperwork be displaced. May they be unable to find your paperwork. May they scramble to find it and won't be able to find it. May they look to find it and won't be able to find it. I declare that debts are being canceled. I declare that lawsuits are being overturned, overturned, overturned. Hey, halabashato, lukudala wala dala hazia, zinunimiantele dele kataya. Cancel those debts. Cancel those debts. May there be a release of increase. May there be a release of favor. May there be a release of increase. May there be a release of favor. In the name of Jesus. God is real. You heard our prayers this evening. Our first prayer, hallelujah, Olabashakalama, was double. Command double the rest of the night. For the rest of the night, command double. For the rest of the night, command double. Also, for the rest of the night, command advanced knowledge to be your portion, your friend, your guide. Thank God for advanced knowledge, showing you what is going on behind the scenes, that you will never be caught by surprise. Pray in the spirit. Thank God for the prayers of the saints for me, who has lifted me up tonight. And we are declaring divine healing. It is my understanding that a woman coded just a couple of days ago, if not yesterday, the day before, I'm not sure, but was unresponsive and on a ventilator. But they sold the seed of $24 and commanded an overnight miracle. Hey, hey! And it's my understanding she's up talking and responsive. This is the kind of God we serve. This is what happens when you pray. Don't you see why the devil don't want you to pray? So pray, command it, decree it. Lukusala, lakusala, lakusala wantala hakia. Death is rebuked. Death cannot come to your house. The pale horse is riding, but he can't ride by your house. Because when I see the blood, I will pass over you. That's Friday. You know where we're going to be at? We in shut-in this weekend on the 22nd. Come by plane. Come by train. Come by boat. Come by car. My God, come by kite. Glory to God. I don't care how you get there. But get here this weekend, and you're bringing your seed of $100 this weekend. You're bringing it. You're bringing your seed of $100 this weekend. Halabashaka. And watch what God is about to do. God is up to something. I'm excited about it. I'll see you in the morning. Of course, you know Houston. We don't have church tonight in Houston. I'm giving you this whole week off. So you can meet me on Friday night if you can. If you can meet me. They're at the shut-in. I'm expecting you to come from Denver and to call on the name of the Lord. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I am seeing God manifest himself. I see the devil mad. The devil is fighting me. All kind of attacks. Unnecessary attacks. Crazy attacks. But I'm grateful today because I know that God is up to something good in my life, and I'm encouraged. I was overcome with tears when Prophet Vincent began to pray. I just felt the weight of those prayers. I felt the weight of the mantle that God has placed upon my life. Some of you look from the outside, and God has graced me to be able to carry it well. But that's why I am sometimes even short-tempered, which is not good. Temperance is the fruit of the Spirit. But sometimes I have a short fuse, and I'm not a mean person. Anyone who knows me knows that. But I just don't understand certain things, because if people really understood the weight of what I carried and the weight of the anointing that was rested upon my life and the weight of the burden and the weight of the assignment, they would be ever so sensitive to how they entreated me. You know, it's just like if you see somebody carrying a TV or carrying a stove or carrying a refrigerator, you know, or if you were carrying something and somebody was trying to talk to you, you would say, please wait till I'm done carrying this, because it's very hard to carry that and be cumbered about with other things. Oh, what pleasure it is to have access to a man or woman of God who carries something great. I never thought about it that way, the way Prophet Vincent said, I'm going to let you all go. But I never thought about it the way he said it. He said, whenever, and it's true, and I mean, it's true, and I know it, but I never thought about it that way. That whenever you are dealing with a man who is in a certain city, he is only dealing with the principality of that city. But when God has given a man an anointing for not just a city, not just a state, not just a country, but for the nations, plural, of the earth, that causes his warfare to be more intense, because he's not just fighting the people, but he's fighting the spirits that don't have bodies, the strong man, the principalities, the powers. And it would cause you all to undergird me the more. Please, I beseech you for your prayers. Undergird me even the more and be sensitive to what I carry. Those, you know, I'm grateful for my mother, I'm grateful for my family, and those who are just ever so sensitive because they recognize what I carry, what's on my life. So I appreciate Prophet Vincent for those prayers, and I thank God for the healing that is being released all over this call. I told you that that issue of blood is drying up. Monday, Mendeneme Kendala Kudala Hazia. That issue of blood is drying up. Ele ma shakala bandalori di osina. Endele mehekanda la kitala bahasa. Globi di oshanda baha. Handi di asikele me. Lekele mendele kitala mahasa. It is true that God is faithful. Well, we'll be in prayer again in the morning at 6 a.m. And, you know, I'm telling you, it was full of 1,000 people at 5:50 this morning. I just want to compliment you and tell you what awesome things you do. Do you all know, Sister Joy told me today, we've already did over 130 prayer points? She said we've done 130 prayer points. Glory to God. In the last 2 weeks, and we're at the third week now, the devil is mad. And I pray that you all are really staying at it. And this prayer, shut in, we are praying. Now, sometimes you get so busy singing that you don't get to pray. We are praying until things break. We are praying until things are broken in pieces. And God is going to use us. We're not the only people. But I believe there will be a sect that God will use to bring deliverance across this nation if we give ourselves to strategic prayer and praying, spiritual mapping, and spiritual praying in the spirit. I love you all so much. I beseech your prayers, and I'm lifting you up before the Lord, and I look forward to seeing you in the morning at 6 a.m. God is up to something powerful in your life. More grace.